If you think American Indian casinos represent only a modest increase in gambling, think again. In California, where major Indian casinos have been legal for only 3 years, estimates already put their annual income at up to $5 billion. That's more than half what neighboring Nevada, America's gambling capital, brings in. And California Indian gambling is just getting started. NPR's Andy Bowers reports some tribes are looking for ways to establish casinos closer to major cities.
West Sacramento, just across the river from California's capital, has nice views of the Statehouse Dome. But if the Upper Lake Band of Pomo Indians prevails, West Sacramento would have its very own dome. It would sit atop the $200 million Capital Resort Hotel Casino in an urban area just a few miles from the real Statehouse. As you might imagine, such a plan has sparked intense debate in West Sacramento.
Good evening, Council and everybody. I tried to keep an open mind when I heard about the casino. And, of course, I got on the Internet, and I typed in casino and crime. And I got, 125,000 hits. And I scrolled
through. I feel that an Indian casino in West Sacramento is a great idea for more jobs and will help our city grow. I am a Mexican Indian living in Sacramento, and it is getting harder and harder to find a job.
I would rather. Dennis Main and Luis Cisneros were among those who gave public comment at a testy city council meeting recently. After a public outcry, the council was reconsidering a tentative deal with the Upper Lake Pomos that would give the city an annual cut of casino earnings. But with or without a deal, the 150-member tribe faces a more fundamental problem. Its reservation, before it was dissolved by the government in the 50s, was 80 miles from West Sacramento. Now the Upper Lake Pomos are trying to reconstitute their reservation in this much more urban area.
For the most part, Indian reservation lands were allocated typically as bad farmland, but away from metropolitan areas.
Bill Edington directs the Institute for the Study of Gambling and Commercial Gaming at the University of Nevada, Reno. He explains that the Upper Lake Pomos are making a claim on a site that just so happens to be ideal for a casino.
It's almost right off of the interstate, very good access. On the other hand, the tribe may or may not have any legal claim on that land in terms of where its historic land base existed.
Tribal officials did not return phone calls seeking comment. In the past, they have argued that they do have ancestral roots near Sacramento. However, several other area tribes with gaming interests dispute the Upper Lake Pomos claim, and the matter is in federal court. Under U.S. law, an Indian tribe is generally only allowed to run casinos on land that was part of its reservation prior to October 1988, when Congress enacted the Indian Gaming Act. But there are exceptions, explains Jacob Coyne, executive director of the California Nation's Indian Gaming Association. He says new land may be authorized for gaming if certain conditions are met.
Basically, the law requires that the Secretary of Interior and the governor of the state that is affected by this transaction have to both agree that a gaming establishment on newly acquired lands would be in the best interest of the Indian tribe and its members and would not be detrimental to the surrounding community.
But in California, Governor Gray Davis says he opposes urban gaming. So does Cheryl Schmidt of the anti-casino group Stand Up for California. She worries that if one tribe actually gets a foothold in a big city, other landless tribes and their non-Indian partners will increasingly try to build casinos in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
The investors coming in from out of state have money, and they're able to circumvent the governor's veto authority in these issues by seeking land acquisitions through litigation or through congressional acts.
Indeed, another tribe was able to win special congressional action allowing it to convert a card club near San Francisco into a full casino, but that's also being challenged in court. And despite Governor Davis's opposition to urban casinos, he's trying to work out a new deal with gaming tribes that would give the state up to 25% of their revenue. It's part of his plan to close California's huge budget deficit. The tribes are cool to the idea. If they are to be persuaded, analysts expect them to demand something big in return, and that could include urban casino sites. Andy Bowers, NPR News, West Sacramento, California.